Sometimes, in spite of the safeguards, an innocent person gets caught in the machinery of legal justice. Usually, sooner or later, those safeguards work out and that person is acquitted. But May Grant is so deeply enmeshed by lying testimony and faked evidence that Perry Mason has decided the only course at present is to throw a monkey wrench to stop the ponderous machinery of the law before it makes a mistake. It's almost time for that monkey wrench to be tossed as Perry Mason and his secretary approach the entrance to the city woman's jail.
All right, Della. In we go.
Just a second. I want to take one deep breath and cross my fingers.
Oh, come on, Della, come on. This is no time to get into shakes.
I'd like to know a better time.
Well, there's nothing to worry about. We're just going to see a client.
Oh, yes.
Our only concern is her health. I do hope that Mrs. Grant is feeling better.
I hope she's feeling better than I am.
We'll ask the guard to have her brought to a room if she's able to come.
Guard, Sergeant. Yeah, in about 10 minutes.
Sergeant, my name is Perry Mason. I'd like to see a client, Mrs. Grant. Here are my credentials.
Never mind, Mr. Mason.
Well, you'd better look at those credentials, Sergeant.
I'm sure that's regulations, and if you was going to see her, I'd look at them.
If we were?
Well, you can't see Mrs. Grant.
Well, you don't understand, Sergeant. I'm her lawyer.
I know, but didn't Mr. Apt get a hold of you?
Apt? Why, no. I've been out of my office for a couple of hours.
Mr. Apt's having her taken to the hospital.
What?
Well, he can't do that without notifying me.
Well, I'm sure he tried, Mr. Mason.
Oh, but 2 hours, that isn't enough time.
Well, it's enough time in an emergency.
Oh, my goodness, is she worse?
No, in fact, I got the idea Mr. Apt doesn't think there's a thing wrong with her.
Well, now, Sergeant, I demand that
Excuse me, Mr. Mason. Hello, Lieutenant.
Sergeant. Well, Mason and Dillon.
Yes, Trag, excuse me. Now, look, Sergeant, I demand that Mrs. Grant not be moved until after I talk to Mr. Apt.
Well, he's here, back in the ambulance entrance. The lieutenant is supposed to be on hand.
Trag, are you in on this?
Oh, you got time to talk to me now, huh?
Lieutenant Trag.
Oh, sure. I'm supposed to be here as officer in charge of a case. Apt asked me to be here while they moved it.
Well, then I'll go with you.
Okay, by me, but you're wasting time.
I've almost filled in your pass, Lieutenant.
Okay, give me.
Well, I'll have to make out passes for these people, too.
Oh, that red tape will take forever. We've only got...
Well, it's standard procedure, Lieutenant.
Well, how about that? They can even make a good police sergeant into a bureaucrat.
Well, I didn't set up the routine, Lieutenant.
Oh, well, look, can't you make the lieutenant here accountable for us?
Well, I can, but I'll have to specify 3 people on his path.
All right, right all over it, but hurry. I'm supposed to be at that entrance.
Well, I have to follow procedure.
Yeah. All right, fine. Now, let's go, huh? Oh, not the way you came in, Della. We leave from the sergeant's office. Passageway leads to the ambulance entrance.
I'll have it open for you. Oh, and don't forget, you have to keep them with you, Lieutenant.
Yeah, sir. I'll lead the way.
What is this all about, Lieutenant?
What does that mean?
Oh, Mason. Mason, you should have known Apt wouldn't swallow that deal you tried to put over in court.
What deal?
In words of one syllable, he don't think she's going to have a baby.
Baby's got 2 syllables.
So that's it, huh? He's taking her to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as he proves it's all a bluff.
What if it's true, Lieutenant?
Look, Della, Apt is a cagey guy doing it all by the numbers. Taking her in an ambulance with a dark in attendance. Just in case some smart defense lawyer howls that his client's been mistreated.
Oh, considerate of him. Want to light a cigarette?
You are too. Thank you.
We got a band break.
You mean Trag being here?
Yeah.
Let's get going. Oh, there's Mr. Apt waiting now.
All right. We're coming.
There's Apt talking to the guard at the entrance.
Now, this is really a nice setup, Mason.
What?
The ambulance entrance. Everything is triple checked before a prisoner leaves from here. Mm. Hello, Mr. Apt.
Hello, Lieutenant. What are these people doing here?
I brought them.
I want to see you, Apt.
Do you?
What's the meaning of this?
Now, Mason, before you get all wound up, there's nothing you can do. I tried to notify
you. I was only out of my office for 2 hours.
But I did try. Check your office, girl. And in this emergency...
Oh, emergency.
Uh-huh. Anyway, here's the order, all properly signed. Everything was done in accordance with regulations. The contingency of an emergency is fully covered.
Uh-huh. See? Ah, well... Seems to be in order.
Yeah. So you can take your leave, Mr. Mason.
They've got to stay with me. I signed them in.
Oh, very well. You can watch Mrs. Grant removed in the ambulance.
Well, I still say...
The official machinery is set in motion.
Oh, fine. Why all the rush?
Rush? There's no rush. Only the smoothly functioning machinery.
You make it sound like a wristwatch.
Well, in the proper hands.
Station 7. No, it's for you, Mr. Apt.
Yeah, I'll take it. Mr. Apt speaking.
What? What's the trouble, Mr. Apt?
Now you can cross your fingers, Stella.
Well, what's wrong, Apt? What's wrong?
The ambulance driveway is blocked off. A truck from the city department dumped a load of bricks by mistake.
Well, tell them to wait until we pick them up.
But the ambulance is on its way.
Well, call it off, Mr. Apt.
Trag is right, Mr. Apt.
Is he? Wait a minute. Try, couldn't Mrs. Grant be picked up at the front entrance?
Yes, she could be, but you start improvising procedure and you start having trouble.
Perhaps so.
The official machinery grinds to a halt, huh?
A brick got stuck in that smooth-running wire.
You better call it off, Mr. Apt.
He's right, Apt. It's just what I've been saying. Now, just leave her here.
Well, you're getting what you wanted after all.
Be quiet, all of you. Look, Sergeant. Sergeant, post a man outside at the driveway to send the ambulance to the front. Now, stop talking and listen. We have to hurry. The ambulance is due here in 3 minutes. Of course I wanted Mrs. Grant brought to the front entrance. I'll be in your office in a moment. Now, way to handle that. Come along, Lieutenant. Yeah, we have to hurry.
Mr. Apt.
No?
Yeah? I advised you against this.
So did I. This is a mistake, Apt.
Call it off, Mr. Apt.
No, come now. We mustn't be slaves to routine.
Well, call it what you want to,
but... It is a mistake.
Mason, as soon as Mrs. Grant gets to the hospital, you'll find out what a mistake you made. Here's the sergeant's office. We'll wait on knock. You sent that man outside, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. He's...
Good. Now then. Yeah, where do you think you're going, Miss Street?
What? Well, since May's being taken out through the front entrance.
Isn't it all right if Bella says hello?
I should say not. You both stay right here in this office.
But look,
I'm
Matt,
taking
I...
no chances, Mason. If you want to watch, watch from the window that overlooks the street.
I would like to say hello to May.
Oh, don't argue, Bella. Come on, you can wave to her through the window.
Drag, you better go check the credentials of the ambulance driver.
Unless I take them. They've got to stay with me.
Well, then you check them, Sergeant. But hurry, will you? They're due any moment.
Yes, sir. I could sign them over to you and try...
Well, stop talking and check those credentials.
Yes, sir.
Don't I have the ambulance?
Yes. Here it comes. Ooch over, Della. Let me watch, too.
Stop crowding, Lieutenant.
Oh, that's the Lieutenant at the window.
Well, there's room enough for all of us.
Well, do you see them?
Yeah. Looks okay. Ambulance driver, doctor, front guard. That's funny.
Is the sergeant checking their credentials?
Yeah, but I don't think that'll mean too much.
Oh, come now, try.
I know, he's a good man, but those guards know each other. They're used to each other. The sergeant doesn't.
They're taking May out on a stretcher.
Of course, Miss Street. We don't want anything to happen to her, you know.
Well, the credentials must have been all right. The sergeant is letting her go.
She looks awfully pale. They're putting her in.
Trag, what are you looking at? Drag.
Armed guard.
What's the matter? His uniform looks in order to me.
I'm looking at his face.
They're almost ready to leave.
Well, what about his face?
I've seen that guy.
Oh, well, now, it isn't strange that a police officer should look familiar to you, is it, Lieutenant?
Yeah, but his face rings a bell somewhere.
Well, that's that. Let's be off, Della. See you later, Apt. Drag.
I'll get it. Sergeant's still out.
Look us up sometime.
Lieutenant Trag speaking.
Come on, Della, let's go.
What? What was that? Oh, look, get off this line, huh? Get off! Give me radio control. Emergency. Signal 15, jailbreak at the women's prison. Stop, Mason, stop, huh?
Now, Trag.
That was a phony ambulance just took Mrs. Grant.
What?
The real ambulance is waiting out back. There wasn't a roadblock. Radio, Lieutenant Trag. I'll get this to all cars in Area 38.
Well, official routine isn't the only smooth-running routine, as was just proven by May Grant's disappearance in a fake city ambulance. And as to what will happen next, well, don't fail to join us on Monday.